Lord helps me tonight. I want to preach on lettuce. Lettuce. Now, that's not a garden salad. With lettuce and carrots and cabbage. Let us. Hallelujah. You'd be surprised through the Bible how many times that word is used. Let us. Let us do this. Let us do that. So we'll get to the scripture in a minute. Now, in our vernacular, it's let's, let us. When you hear someone using the terminology by saying to you, let's, I notice, it means they are asking you to join them to do a certain thing.
Amen. Yes.
I'm glad I ain't in this by myself.
Wow.
Holy God.
It's unreal.
They want you to be a part of what they're desiring to do. They are sharing their wish and their longing with you to do something that is important to them. Let's go. Let's do. Let's build.
Yes.
Let's preach. Let's sing. Hallelujah to God. Let's worship God. Yes. It's their way of saying, I've got a vision, I got a desire, and I want you to help me and be a part of it. Across our world of 8 billion people, I wonder how many people have used this one small four-letter word today saying to somebody, let's go, let's do it, let's build, let's finish, let's play. I don't know about you, but I see in this unity, a unity when somebody says, let's do something.
Amen.
I can't do it on my own. I need you to help me. And if I know you're with me and beside of me, we can do it together. It's a picture of unity. Unity.
Oh, come on, yes.
What about you, King David? Tell us, psalmist, you're the man after God's own heart. How important is this term, let us, to you? You know where I'm going. Oh, psalmist, what does it do for you when you hear someone say, let's? Psalm 122 and 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why, David? Because I've got my blessings and my strength in God's house. 26 and 8 in Psalms, he says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where that honor dwelleth. God is in his house. His honor is there. His presence is there, and he's awaiting on us to come with expectation and praise and worship. Hallelujah. I have never lost my desire. If you could talk to David, he said, I've never lost my desire for the Lord's house. Sometimes I went there weary and battle worn, but when I left renewed in the Spirit of God. How many's glad for the church night that rolls around and you get ready and take a shower and clean up and get your dress clothes on and you're just wondering what the Lord's going to do in that service tonight? How's he going to bless us? Is he going to come down and he's going to meet with us? How many could felt the Spirit of the Lord in here in this building tonight? Ain't you glad you came? Look what you would have missed if you'd have stayed home. My voice is tonight, let's keep going. Let's worship the Lord. Let's run on. I keep loving him. Oh, hallelujah. And serving him. Let's finish the race. I'm in this JD to run with everything that I got. I want to make heaven my home. I tell you what, are you with me, brother? Hey, let's go. Hallelujah. Let's arise and let's praise him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo! Hang on, I got 6 pages.
All right, come on. Come on.
26 and 8, I think I read that. Lord, I love the habitation of your house and place where your honor dwells. Did you know that music plays a major role in affecting your mood in life?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Listen to this. Oh, God. It's an excellent picker-upper. The right kind of music,
right,
Good anointed music in the service of God will lift the spirit.
Right.
It'll encourage the inner man.
Come on.
It'll strengthen and inspire you inside. Oh, that anointed music, it revives hope and enhances excitement. Oh, Brother Gary, what made you want to get up here and sing tonight? Something on the inside that God gave you a long time ago. We heard Sister Linda marching right up here and getting a microphone and singing. I'll tell you, my heart rejoiced, Sissy, when I heard your voice, that high tenor voice. It put something in the congregational singing. When we come together, hallelujah. How many believe we can do it? Let's go, hallelujah. Let us do it together.
Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Excellent. It revives and it enhances excitement. Now listen, when you listen to a happy song of praise and thanks unto God, you can't help but raise your hand.
That's right.
And tap your foot. Holy God, this ain't going to get in you. I'm glad it's already there. Woo! Hallelujah.
Come on.
It can bring tears of gladness to your eyes.
Amen.
It brings peace and comfort to your soul. Oh, what a glad song will do as the music plays. It is a mood enhancer when the Spirit of God comes down in the music.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Woo! It'll quicken you. It'll lift a heavy heart. It'll take away the gloom. It'll lift depression. So many people are mentally stressed with trouble, worries, and fears. But get in a good service where the singers are singing God's praises unto the Lord, and the Holy Ghost gets into music. It can heal and it can deliver. Hallelujah. I've been in services many times, almost 51 years. And the singing quits and the music goes right on a playing in the background. You can feel that anointing in that music. And the singers look back around and say, let's get it again. Let's sing it again. Let us, honey, raise your little hand. Let us do it again. Let us sing again. I'll tell you, as long as the Spirit of God is in it, oh, keep right on the worship up in the Lord.
Come on. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
God's anointed music can drive the devil away.
Yes.
I'll be honest. If there's gloom in your house, and a sense of gloom and depression,
right,
did you know you can play gospel music and that devil has to leave? He'll get out of there. He will lift and go. In 1 Samuel 16 and 14. Now, this is more teaching ground.
That's all right.
But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. And we know why. Because he disobeyed God. He wouldn't obey the Lord.
Yes.
And an evil spirit troubled him. You know, you can get away from the Spirit of God. Did you know it's dangerous to get away from God?
Amen.
You can have an evil spirit to come your way. Oh, Lord, have mercy. An evil spirit troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. In other words, God pulled his hedge away from Saul. And that evil spirit came on him. Saul's servant said to him, let us seek out a man who is cunning, a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass when the evil spirit is upon thee, he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. I'm telling you, Saul, you can be well in hearing and listening to the anointed music. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen, I've seen a son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that he is a cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man and a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person. And the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And it came to pass when the evil spirit was upon Saul that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Ain't you glad that good spirit down deep in your heart? When you want to love the Lord and sing his praises and raise your voice and raise your hands, I'm telling you, the devil's got to lift off of you. The pressure has to go away. Those old dark clouds that hangs over your head, if you'll begin to sing, hallelujah, and clap your hands and worship the Lord. You might say, I can't play any music. I got 10 fingers. And when I slap them hands together and I raise them up to the Lord. How many knows the Lord can get in the hands? He can get in the feet. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, the devil ain't in here tonight. He could not come in those doors tonight because God's people are glad and worship of the Lord. Woo! The Lord is in here.
Jesus.
Oh, praise you, Lord.
Blessed. Tell us some more, David.
Jesus.
I will bless the Lord at all times, Brother Gary.
Yeah.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yeah.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Here it is. Oh, magnify the Lord with me.
Right.
And let us, don't let me be the only one praising him.
Oh, that's right.
Hallelujah, with a preacher. Oh, Lord, or somebody says, can we just raise our hand and praise the Lord? Oh, I don't want to be the only one, Brother Ben, raising my hand to Jesus. How many knows God will acknowledge you if you will worship him and lift up that name? Oh, that's a wonderful name tonight.
Oh,
oh God. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together.
Yeah.
Woo. What I've got to say in bragging on the Lord will make others glad when they hear it. I come with a testimony and I come with a song. Why are you coming to church, David? I come to get in. I didn't come to be a spectator, but I came to be a participator. I don't want my brothers and my sisters to get all the blessing, but I got to get mine too. I said I want a part of it too. Hey, Lord, I don't want to be left out. Raise your little hand and praise him. Let's exalt, let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah.
Praise
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Psalms 95 and 1. I had a blast looking all this up today. Oh, come and let us sing unto the Lord.
Amen.
Y'all getting this yet?
Come on now.
Come on. Right. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember Sister Betty Riley's dad and her mom. What was her mom's name?
Jason and Esther.
Jason and Esther. Esther said back many, many years ago when she came to the Lord, her husband came to the Lord and got saved. So they didn't have modern music like what we got. So they brought a tub in the service. a washtub and set it up in the pulpit. And so, I don't know what it was, some kind of a stick they had, and said that service got to going. And she said, Brother Tommy, she said, I'm telling you, the anointing came down in that service. She said they had like standard guitars. And, oh, Lord, and said somebody over on that big old tub and said they was pounding on that with a stick and said it was in rhythm and said the Lord came down. Can you imagine the Lord coming down, beating on an old tub? Well, praise be to the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I tell you, if you got a glad heart, you can take anything and make music out of it. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Tommy, she had a washboard, didn't she, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
all
washboard.
Yeah,
we
too. Case knife.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us exalt Him. Let us love Him together. Thank you, Lord. I went out of a black church one time, an honest, over in Ireland. It's many, many years ago. And then you talk about soul. Man, they sang in soul. Oh, Lord have mercy. My goodness, I tell you, it's like popcorn testimonies. A lady with a sister back in the back, she would stand the tambourine like this right here, and she'd testify for the Lord. Another one pop up over here, a brother on this side right here, and I was feeling something. Oh, Lord. They was tambourines all over that church. And they was around, they testify. And I tell you, when that preacher got up, his wife sat on the very front right here where she sat. Never will forget it. I'm using an illustration to I don't remember the message that he preached. For example, whenever he would say a phrase, she would sing it. In other words, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Hey, that woman over there and his wife, and would go into that soul, that black soul, and say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And that preacher come right in behind her. Hallelujah, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And his wife over there, that whosoever believeth on him shall have everlasting life. I'm telling you, you can make something. Praise unto the Lord. You don't have to be perfect. But I praise him. A lot of people are holding back. They feel like they ain't got a good voice. But oh, what the Lord's looking for. It's from the heart. Raise your hand and love him. Yeah, Lord, you're good and you're sweet. And Brother Ron, he's good all the time. Hey, hallelujah. I believe you can walk through your house and praising him and worshiping him.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise unto the rock of our salvation.
Yes. Glory.
Let us come before his presence. Let's do it together with thanksgiving.
Yes.
Come on with me.
Yes.
Let's go into his presence.
That's right.
And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Do you see it? If one can put 1,000 of the enemy to flight, and two can put 10,000 on the run, what do you think a church of praisers and worshipers can do in music and song? This is a natural thing, a mutual thing, where everyone is needed. and wanted in the worship of the Lord. Every one of us. Brother Ronnie need to get in. Get on the bandwagon. David didn't want anyone to sit back. He didn't want anybody in that church service to be left out. He wanted them to join him in worshiping him and thanking his Lord. Oh, the power of unity. Oh, what God will do when everyone comes together to lift up that name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. And you say, I know him. I know him. I got him. Hey, he saved me. He's living in my heart. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm happy and I know it. I'm glad in my soul. He put something in there a long time ago.
Hallelujah.
I make up songs at the house.
Amen.
I get in a spirit of prayer and I just start making words up.
Yep.
Praising him. I don't know what the times I've... Hey, big old long hall bars. Probably from here to that wall down here. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I love you. I praise you, God. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. You know, he would change an atmosphere of your home.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, knows that.
Yeah.
He'll do it.
Yeah.
Praise God. Y'all ready for a little more?
Yes.
Lamentations 3:41. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Now, that'd be hard to do, you know, if you're talking about the natural heart. You can't do that.
Spirit.
Listen now, I'm going somewhere. God looks down in our hearts and he reads our emotions and our motions. Listen. He knows what moves us. He sees our desire and our hunger for him. You don't have to be in church, but you can be in your home and you can show the Lord that you love him and you want him in your heart so much that you can lift up your hands into him in praise and tell him, I love you, God. I love you, Jesus. You can walk through your house lifting your hands in praise. It is your way of reaching to him. It is your way of contacting him. It is your way to get him to look toward you and touch you. Hallelujah. Ain't God good here tonight?
Yes.
Oh, that's the Old Testament. Let's go to the New. Jump over to the New Testament. Tell us, Apostle Paul, through the Holy Ghost, about the fruits of the Spirit that God gives. Galatians 5. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Can you say, dear Lord Jesus, help me. Let your Holy Spirit bear these fruits in me. I want to walk in the Spirit. Amazing that Apostle Paul wrote that. It was as if saying, I don't want to be the only one walking in the Spirit. Would you all in the Corinthian church, would you all join with me, hallelujah, in the Galatian church, and let's walk with the Lord. Walk in his footsteps. Walk in his Spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let us do it.
Yes. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And I'll say something else. I was in Flatwoods many years ago. Mary and I hadn't been married very long. Got married in 79, July 28th. And I remember all those older saints there. A lot of them passed on, Sister Leta, a lot of them. Brother Benny, their sister Thelma, and all those of them. Lucille Gilly, and I can't remember all of them. Hazel Bailey. I was thinking Sister Nancy and all. Yeah. And Bertha Pennington, they called them the singing mamas or something.
Yeah.
They get up.
Me and Mom and Mary.
Yes.
They was the singing mamas. The mothers.
The singing mothers. And I'm telling you, it come time for prayer, and I knelt down. I got to show you in the old church about where I knelt down in prayer. And I said, and I memorized, Brother Ron, I memorized these fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And when I started to list them to the Lord, I said, Lord, I want the fruit of love, and God stopped me. I never will forget it. He said, son, if you get the first one, if you get that divine love, that first one, it will open the door to all the rest of them.
Amen.
Let's praise him. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
If you get the first one, Sister Bessie, the love of God, it'll open up the door for all the other fruits. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, in Hebrews 3 and chapter 4, chapter 3 and chapter 4, listen. It tells us about God's people, Israel, a wandering in the wilderness. It's pitiful, but they went in circles in the wilderness for 40 long years, and they could not enter the land of promise because of their
unbelief.
Now, hold on. Can I tell us all here tonight? Unbelief will rob you.
Yes. Amen.
It'll lock you out from good things. It'll hold you back from God's blessings. The children of Israel murmured. They grumbled and they complained that their way was too hard. God, you're not fair. You're unfair in making us to have to live and walk by faith out here in this wilderness. They would not trust the Lord, but grumbled because he didn't satisfy their lust and cravings for things that they desired. Hebrews 3:17. But with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believed not. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. He goes on, let us labor. Say it with me. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. What are you saying to us by the Holy Ghost, dear writer of Hebrews? Let us labor. Hallelujah. You've got a work to do. You've got to work on your salvation every day. How many knows that? Inspire and give courage to others. Let us keep going and believing God, and one day we'll enter that land of sweet rest. It'll be heaven. Hallelujah, Sister Linda, when we get there, it'll be worth every tear, hallelujah, that we shed, every trial that we went through, every affliction that we suffered, it'll be worth it. I tell you, I've already come too far. I've had battles in my life. Yes, I have. I've had fiery trials. Oh, Lord. But one thing about it, I never did lose my desire down in my heart. Raise your little head. It's still a burning. I tell you, the flame has flickered sometime, but the fire never did go out. I've been low in the spirit. I've got drifted sometime and got cold and indifferent, but the Lord was there all the time. And when I called on him, he relit the fire. He put the desire back down in me. Brother J.D., I believe we can make it. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going somewhere.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Let us keep going and believe in God.
Yes.
Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us, not just one, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
Yeah.
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Listen, when the writers and men of God wrote these scriptures with the words, let us, they were including us too.
Amen.
Themselves and us.
Amen.
They set themselves as an example. If I'll do my part, y'all listen, if I'll do my part and you do your part in obedience to the Lord, he will take us through. We're going to make it to God's good heaven. Children, this lets us know we need each other, Brother Charles. We can't do this on our own. Oh, praise the Lord. I need you, and you need me, and we all need Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, Lord, if two or three are gathered together in my name, Jesus said, there am I in the midst of them. Ain't you glad tonight? Can you praise him? He's been here tonight. If our eyes could open up, we'd have saw the shepherd to walk in our midst. Oh, God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sister Mary, you want to come to the piano? I don't want to wear people out with this. Oh, how God's made ways.
Come on.
Oh, how God's fought for us.
Yeah.
He's came through and supplied our many needs. It brings it home to us if God did it for them. Brother Ronnie will do it for us too. Hallelujah. When I see you blessed and God moving and supplying your all's needs, it gives me the faith. And I say, my God, he did it for them, and he'll do it for me. Hey, praise the Lord. When I see you get blessed, it inspires me. And I say, I want to watch these, God. I want to feel the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lord. Now, here we go. Hebrews 6:1. Notice this one close. I'm going to try to help you. Therefore, leaving the principles, leaving kindergarten, leaving the principles, leaving first grade. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Can you hear Paul here? Let's go on. We got to go beyond the elementary level. God's got great and better things.
Yes.
Let us go on. Look now close. Look at the words, let's go on. Not laying again the foundation of repentance. Now, if you never get beyond repentance, you're always just saying, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry again, God. I'm sorry. If you're always praying, God, forgive me for being slack. God, I ain't been what I should been. I've let up, oh God. If that's your prayer, forgive me for being lazy. Lord, forgive me for not doing better in my praying and my Bible reading. Then we'll never ever get beyond the foundation to build and do anything for the Lord. Now, if I would drive by a neighborhood and through it week after week and month after month and only see a man's foundation with no wood and no walls going up, that would be bad and that would be sad. How many could say, Lord, I started off right?
Yeah.
Come on. How many started off?
Come on.
To win this race and to serve God and look upon his face. So if you're always dilatory and you're lazy and you take this half-hearted, And you know, when the Spirit of God moves in a church service and God touches people and everything, it comes prayer time and you get down on your knees and you know you ain't where you need to be. Come on, people know when they're slack and when they're getting empty. And if all that my prayer amounts to, oh, Lord, forgive me. God, I'm sorry. God, I just put you on a back burner. Lord, just lost my desire, and I ask you to forgive me in this service. Lord, forgive me, and I'll do better. If your prayer is always a prayer of repentance, then you'll never build anything for God. The work will go undone. The work will go undone. Come on. We need to go on unto perfection. That is completeness. Would you stand with me tonight? Jesus, I want to go beyond the foundation, Lord, to the greater things. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:22, she begins to play. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. Let us, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Can you say, give me a good heart, Jesus? I want to draw close to you. I can have that full assurance to serve you if I want a true heart. Let's find a place to pray and ask God, help me, Lord. Help me be an inspiration to my brother and my sister. The strength that I give, God, and the blessing that I give, it'll rub off on them. It'll encourage them. We're in this together. We're pulling together. We're worshiping together. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All of my days,
yes,
I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
So good,
with every breath that I am able, moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing all the goodness of God.
Yes, Lord.
'Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Thank you, Lord.